divorced their husbands and later went on to marry different kinds of sex perverts. My grandfather left my grandmother for his secretary and her family. My parents got divorced, and their second marriages and or common law relationships fell apart. A whole bunch of aunts, uncles, and cousins all split up, which leaves us with a portrait of a shattered family and some very robust hybridized genes. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. After the nuclear winter, all that's going to be left standing are cockroaches and bees. Our family tree has been hit by lightning so many times, we're really more of a charred, ungroomed topiary hedge of misfits trying to figure out how we're related. Nobody's really sure what to call anybody else at family gatherings. Are you an aunt? Can I just call you Debbie? Are you a cousin? Oh, so you're related to the lady who was standing in front of the shed during the baby shower. So then, am I technically allowed to fool around with your son at the family reunion? Whoops. Too late. I already did. But after all the heartache and confusion and cousin and cousin makeout sessions, getting to have a stepmother like the one I have was the single best result anyone could have hoped for. In keeping with family tradition, my parents threw in the towel when I was an infant after a long and uneventful high school romance and subsequent teen pregnancy. The fact that they followed